The day following President Trump's inauguration, millions of people, mostly women, took to the streets to protest. And after it was over, the question was, what's next? Groups that coach women to run for political office say they've seen a spike in requests for information and training. From member station KUNM in Albuquerque, Megan Kamrick has the story of one woman inspired to enter politics.
It's a chilly winter evening in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and a handful of people are gathering in a school library to hear Kate Noble talk about why she wants to run for the Santa Fe Public Schools Board.
I want to be someone who can bring forward anybody and everybody's good ideas. They don't need to be my own.
Over the next 2 hours, she listens to numerous concerns, including one from the school's PTA president, April Gallegos, about parent engagement.
So I'm curious to know what kind of ideas you might have to increase that.
Noble pauses for a minute and then says,
I'm very wary of the model where somebody running for office should have all the answers, because I actually think it's a faulty model. They shouldn't, and that our role should be to ask people who know better and listen.
This exchange reflects Noble's ideas about how women approach politics differently.
How do women look in leadership roles? Maybe it's not as gruff and authoritarian. It's more collaborative. It's more honest.
Noble worked for years in Santa Fe's Economic Development Department, and she understands a good workforce depends on education. But she never considered jumping into politics until she woke up the day after Donald Trump's election. To get started, she contacted the New Mexico branch of Emerge. That's a group that trains Democratic women to run for office. Ashley Sanderson, executive director for Emerge New Mexico, says interest in the group's trainings are at an all-time high.
I think after the election, a lot of people, a lot of women especially, are motivated to get more involved. And so a lot of them want to make a difference where they can.
Whereas Donald Trump's first elected office was president, that's not how it works for most people. Sanderson says women are often the ones showing up for local community forums and school board meetings.
I don't think that people realize that a lot of the decisions that are made that affect their daily lives happen at the local and state levels.
Sanderson says women are getting more involved, but they need to pick up the pace. Otherwise, she says, it will take hundreds of years to reach equal representation. But history shows that pace can be accelerated. For instance, Professor Lana Atkison of the University of New Mexico points out a watershed moment in the early 1990s. That was Anita Hill's testimony against Clarence Thomas.
We had this steady increase in percentage of women elected to state legislatures. It really went up dramatically.
But since then, the needle hasn't moved much. Women still just make up about 25% of state legislatures. And Atkison says their absence means priorities are different.
Women candidates tend to come from education backgrounds, not from business backgrounds. And so that's a very different perspective on public policy.
On the day Santa Fe voted for school board, Kate Noble attended a watch party at the Cowgirl Barbecue, a restaurant and pool hall. Noble ended up winning her election. Actually, she ran unopposed, but she says she learned a lot.
I have really liked listening to people, working on ideas, having people listen to me, and I'm really excited to do this. I'm so energized.
And she adds, it was a good test drive for future political campaigns. For NPR News, I'm Megan Kamrick in Santa Fe.